Hello, friends. Thank you for joining me for another bonus episode in this series in which I'm sharing our family's experiences in the last year of our daughter Hannah's life, which spanned from February 2008 through February 2009. My desire is to process through the events of those 12 months with a perspective that 16 years has brought, and to point people to hope in Jesus along the way. I'm grateful you've joined me. This is bonus episode number 58, Paradigm Shifts. Several years ago, I spent a week sitting in school workshops. A large part of the presentation was on the 7 habits of highly effective people, and one of the main topics had to do with paradigm shifts. As part of his introduction, the presenter posed a question to the group. What is something that has happened in your life that led to a paradigm shift? A few people shared stories of events in their lives that had led to significant change. I didn't volunteer to share, but if I had, I would have said, when my teenage daughter was diagnosed with cancer. And the whole paradigm shifted again when she went to heaven a year later. There's nothing like suffering and loss to change your paradigms. In Randy Alcorn's book, If God is Good, he shares 9 paradigm-shifting insights that he learned through studying the book of Job. And wow, these are good. Take a few minutes and mull these things over. 9 lessons to be learned from Job via Randy Alcorn. Number 1, life is not predictable or formulaic. Number 2, most of life's expectations and suffering's explanations are simplistic and naive, waiting to be toppled. Number 3, when the day of crisis comes, we should pour out our hearts to God, who can handle our grief and even our anger. Number 4, we should not turn from God and internalize our anger, allowing it to become bitterness. Number 5, we should weigh and measure the words of friends, authors, teachers, and counselors, finding whatever truth they might speak without embracing their errors or getting derailed by their insensitivities. Number 6, we should not insist on taking control by demanding a rational explanation for the evils and suffering that befall us. Number 7, we should look to God and ask Him to reveal Himself to us. In contemplating His greatness, we will come to see Him as the answer above all answers. Number 8, we should trust that God is working behind the scenes and that our suffering has hidden purposes that one day, even if not in this life, we will see. Number 9, we should cry out to Jesus, the mediator and friend whom Job could only glimpse, but who indwells us by grace.